Dear heart dwellers, stay in prayer for the world because the situation is dire. When I came into prayer, I asked the Lord, "What is on your heart?" He said, "Nuclear war is a holocaust, a very, very terrible thing. It damages both people and land and animals. Pray against this evil. Pray against the severity of its consequences. And do not worry about anything. All is in my hands. I do not disappoint good wills. Rather, I protect and nurture. And I know how your heart is troubled, beloved. Just trust me." And here he's talking about a situation that arose with a new access point to get into our land. And when we're totally legal and able to use, and they blocked it off with barbed wire today and kind of trapped us with one of the vehicles that's supposed to be on the outside, trapped us inside. And it is troubling, but I just don't want to have anything to do with rancor. I keep trying to bless these people and ask for God's best for them. Jesus continued, "Evil men may triumph for a time, but justice is coming." And here he's referring to the neighbors, some of them witches, with covens, cutting off access. "I am, of course," Jesus continued, "more concerned in the salvation of their souls, and your prayers for them gain weight when they oppress you without cause. If you can carry this cross without rancor, it will bring forth sweet fruit. Do not stress, I have a plan." Okay, Lord, your ways are always best. And for the other matter on your heart, keep praying. There is change coming. That had to do with the soul. Oh, thank you, Lord. Your prayers do carry weight. Keep that in mind when you are tempted to take any action. Prayer first, because it moves mountains. You trying to move the mountain is like a little child with a spoon trying to move the mountain out of the way. Then I come in with lasers and accomplish it quite easily. Trust the plan, beloved. Okay, Lord, I will. Help me, please. It is a given. This war is coming, but oh, what a cost to human beings, animals, and earth. The earth is already unstable on its axis. Using such force will be catastrophic. Pray against it, my bride. I love you. I am planting graces in such a way that they will be activated by the right heart attitude. Always love your enemies and have pity on them. You bearing with these obstacles in patience is releasing mammoth graces for the conversion of souls. Trust me in this. They may win the skirmishes, but they will most assuredly lose the war, and some who are in their clutches will be released, much to their master's chagrin. These moves they make against you are only causing more grace to abound to those who want to be set free from the covens. They are engineering their very own undoing. So let them oppress and watch the conversions begin to flow. I use all things to my benefit. Of this you can be assured. I know, Lord, I've seen it so many times before. I tell you this because I want you to have peace. I myself will handle this. Hold tight and love. Pray for them continuously, and graces will flow. Conversions will come. It is by your patient endurance that Satan is conquered. But more importantly, pray against the effects of this war, the nuclear effects. And that was the end of his message. And so, dearest heart dwellers, please get some potassium iodide and start taking it to protect yourselves from radiation poisoning. 2 drops a day protects your thyroid gland from absorbing radioactive particles and turning it into cancer in your body. Give it to your animals as well. Yeah, check to see if it's safe first. Also, having a cup of miso soup every day strengthens your thyroid and helps to protect it. I'm not a doctor, I'm just sharing with you things that I've learned from doctors. But I still see it as quite amazing that Our Lady protected her priests who were praying the rosary. Everything around them was annihilated, but they were fine and they never contracted cancer. Back in those days, priests were more holy. Much infiltration by the Illuminati in the seminaries, lesson plans, and the establishment has changed that. Now the evil structure is coming down, and the underground church, those who do not bend the knee to Satan, will arise as Jesus reforms his church to be holy. In the meantime, stay close to the Lord and his mother, who is forever praying for us to become more holy and faithful to her Son. I want to share this dream one of our prayer warriors had. She began, "I saw America, and a heavenly white beautiful mist settled over the East Coast, and another heavenly mist settled over the West Coast. The two mists began working their way toward the center of America. The mists reached out towards each other like hands clasping. At the point where the mists touched, Jesus appeared in the center of America. He had two swords, and a voice said that these swords were ancient weapons from the Bible. They may have been our spirit and routing swords, but they had long, beautiful names that I couldn't remember when I woke up. Jesus then gave these two swords to all his people, starting in the USA. The true believers, God's people, rose up to defend the truth and fight for what is right and war in the spirit against spiritual forces of evil. And as the believers in America rose up, then the believers all over the world rose up with great courage, strength, and faith to fight against the spiritual forces of evil and do the good works of our Heavenly Father. It was a mighty throng of souls, and each one of them were shining with heavenly light, like the mist, so that the whole world was consumed in Jesus' light, shining out from each believer." That was the end of the dream. Pray, dear ones, that this dream comes to pass, and that we are all a part of it. Amen.